Have you ever been robbed? I have. I remember the first time so well. I was in college and my mom bought me one of those awesome long black leather coats for Christmas. I loved it. We had a college basketball game one night and I was working the concession stand out front. It was a close game, a real nail biter. We won and the crowd went wild. Well, for those of you who know me, know I love a celebration. And in that moment, I left the concession stand thinking, who wants popcorn now? I must celebrate. And I did. Upon returning to the popcorn machine, I noticed something. My long black leather coat that had been folded up on a table behind me was gone. Ugh! I was heartbroken and cold. Over the years, there have been other times, like when someone decided to steal my awesome pull-out radio from my white VW Rabbit convertible. Not cool. We've had people decide to rummage through our cars in the middle of the night. One time, someone stole our transmission. True story. You get robbed. Someone takes advantage of you or takes something from you that isn't theirs to take. My husband grows tomatoes. He loves tomatoes because he loves salsa. Every year he works so hard and has high expectations and only wants to make his amazing homemade salsa from tomatoes and peppers grown in his garden. In the middle of the night, a thief comes. Oh, the heartache that can result from a furry four-legged thief that eats tomato plants down to the ground or decides to consume every last green tomato that had covered a vine. No matter what type of thief or robbery you've experienced, you feel violated. And as a result, you learn to guard against it. We lock our car doors, are aware of our surroundings, carry pepper spray, maybe learn self-defense. We pay attention to where we leave our valuables when in public, and we cover tomato plants with lots of netting. We must be on guard. Jesus uses the example of a thief in John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. In this chapter, Jesus has been talking about sheep and shepherds. We are the sheep. He is the good shepherd. It's a perfect comparison. A good shepherd gives endless care to his sheep. He protects and cares for, rescues, and guards them from predators that want to steal and destroy them. The sheep know the shepherd's voice and follow and trust his leading. But the thief, the devil in disguise, will use any means necessary to lead us astray, rob us of truth, steal our joy, our peace, and ultimately our life. That's the only goal of the thief. But Jesus, he lays his life down for the sheep. He is the door into the green pasture where full life can be found. That's the truth. Be on guard. Don't get robbed. Be still and listen and know the Good Shepherd's voice. Follow it daily. And rest, knowing you are protected. I'm Lori Klein.